WI. This is KC2WI assuming control for the Black River Valley Service Net. This net meets at 9 o'clock every evening on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater. The repeater is located on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All operators are encouraged to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at any time and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Over. This is KC2WI. Do we have any portable, mobile, or battery-powered stations? Over. Nothing heard. Do we have any Echolink stations? Over.
WB2RUQ.
WB2RUQ, go ahead.
Yes, WB2RUQ, checking in on the net. Located here in the Hudson Valley, currently 38 degrees, and bright sunshiny day today. And that's about it. In fact, I just got on, so I'll be listening for a bit, and that's it here. And if you can ID yourself with me, and I apologize for getting on late here. This is WB2RUQ.
Yeah, okay, John. Well, there was no sun here today. It was overcast all day. It's 37 degrees. The high was 39 degrees. It wasn't that bad. I was out, went into town, and, it was all right. It didn't seem particularly nasty. Maybe we're just getting used to it. But really, for this time of the year, it's not too bad. But the whole day was, there was never any clear sky. I guess it's not as bad as some days, sometimes where it sort of snows all day and it's really dark, but no sun here. I think I was listening on, I can't recall if I was actually, it was today or yesterday, but it was cloudy too. But I think it was today. I must have been on HF listening or something, and somebody said, oh, it was a nice sunny day, and I'm like, well, not here. And they weren't that far away. Anyway, thanks for checking in. And this is KC2WI and the Black River Valley Service Net. Do we have any other Echolink stations? Nothing heard. This is KC2WI looking for check-ins for the Black River Valley Service Net. Any station, anywhere. Over.
Answer BFM. Good evening, Pete.
KC2NBU.
WA2U.
Okay, N2PFM, KC2NBU, WA2U, George, you're first, go ahead.
Well, good evening, Pete, and everybody on the net. We got a temperature here on the mountainside of 36 degrees, pardon me. Temperature range today was 26 to 39, and just a cloudy all day, didn't make much electricity. I took more out of the batteries than actually went in, and probably I may have to do again soon, like I had it for about 2 or 3 days. I run everything with the NIMO power because there was absolutely no sunshine at all. So that was the situation, and I wonder if anybody, I know Pete, you mentioned before about your situation, and wonder if anyone, I was hoping someone up this way might be on tonight, would be going to the dinner at Boondocks ready, because I think, you know, I don't drive at night, and I was hoping to get there and back, but I don't know, the only other thing is, I guess if Pete took me, and then somebody there would get me home from there, that would be the only other way we could do it, so I was hoping someone might. If not, that's everybody at the meeting, that's all I can say. With that, God bless, 73s and 2 PFM clear.
ask around the next few days here, and we'll see. Maybe somebody can do that. It's interesting. You had that much. I don't think we were anywhere near that here. I don't think it went down. I don't believe it was. If it was below freezing, it was just right on the edge, because it really didn't get cold overnight here. I didn't have the fire going last night, and it got late enough. I said, I'm not going to bother to make it. And boy, it was cold. I got up and I didn't make a fire because at 3 o'clock in the morning, but I put another layer on it, you know, and flipped the furnace programmable thermostat on, so it would flip on and, you know, come up in the morning. And it almost seemed like it must have been a real cold night, but it's just because I didn't. It was 70, you know, maybe 60, I don't know, something, when I was getting, you know, close to going to bed. I said, you know, make a fire, it'll be 75, 80, and it'll be fine until the morning. Well, it was just a little too cold. Plus, I stayed up real, real late. I went to bed, decided, let me get up and do this. While I'm there, I'm going to check this computer and, you know, and help. Anyway, KC2NBU, go ahead, Ray.
Hey, Pete, we got 32 degrees up on the hill. I agree with you. We never saw any sunshine today. It was a cloudy, cold, dreary day. But the wood stove's going, and we're nice and warm. So I'm just doing up some tire price quotes and going to call it a day.
For as gloomy sort of as it was, it just didn't seem too bad to me. I'm not sure why. I guess because it was calm winds and, you know, whatever. But, whatever. WA2U, go ahead.
WA2U, well, good evening to you, Pete, and Ray, and George, and I think I heard John in there, and maybe some other people will be checking in, and those that might be out there listening on their communications devices. Yeah, the temperature right now, I've checked a couple times, 26.8 or something in nature, 26.8 at the northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir. Been going down to like 20 or something last night. I think the sun peaked out a little bit today, but it was very, it was in and out, but it was very, very quiet. I went out, Kathy was out front here working on some brush. I've got a tree that I've got to cut down that's by the road, so just didn't feel like doing that today, but there's a good-sized poplar. So now put the saw out and cut that down and cut up into some decent chunks and take it over by the wood splitter, I guess. But the weather's been beautiful. Worked on the camp on Saturday. Got some stuff. Well, I got the heat shield in on Saturday, so that was kind of nice. And Mark went in. He closed in some stuff up around the eaves. So we had two step ladders going and screw guns, and we were taking care of business. So we're getting a lot done in the camp. We're taking advantage of this weather. So maybe I'll get out there tomorrow. I really like working out in this weather. It's just absolutely gorgeous. But as I said, I went out to the mailbox today. It was just absolutely quiet. It's very, very unusual. Kathy noticed that. No chainsaws running, no wind blowing. Just very, very quiet. The kind of quiet you hear when you got about 3 or 4 feet of snow on the ground, you know, that fluffy snow on your way back in the woods amongst the pines, and you don't hear anything. So, nice day. Worked on a few projects, copied a few CDs, so had into the collection, we seem to always have UPS or FedEx or someone stopping by here at the house. Zeroed a little bit more on the TV antenna. Got a couple more stations here, so that's working out rather nicely. So I hope everyone has a good time at the party. This is the season for party. We're supposed to go to one on Saturday evening, Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening. It's almost, you know, up here it's like a road party. Everybody goes, and everyone from such and such a road, and they have a party at someone's house. It's usually a good time. It's always relatively close by. I'll turn it back over to you, Pete, and see if there's anyone else that's going to join us. We finally, Kathy and I might have mentioned Friday, got our Carhartt coveralls, and they're next best thing to a snowmobile suit. So that means we'll have no snow now because we're all set for it. WATU back to net.
Well, it seems like I'm the warm spot here for some reason, because it says 37 and my non-digital thermometer pretty much agrees with that. Yeah, I'm reading Facebook here. You know, far be it for me to understand the logic of programmers. And I guess I really need to learn and get into that, because I could do so much better, I guess. How is it logical that you know, Facebook is a place for comments and discussion, but you cannot view comments in chronological order with the oldest one at the top so you could read down the sequence? You could do top comments, which is what somebody else, you know, depends on how many people liked a particular comment, so they're in totally random order, or you could do recent comments or something like that, but you can't do follow the discussion. You know, that's a millennial logic or whatever, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, it seemed quiet here when I was outside, too, just one of those days. And, of course, Georgia, as far as the sun, this is the worst time of the year, you know. But between the short days and the weather, until you get into January sometime, it may, this year we'll have more snow, I guess, but than we have now. But it towards the end of January, at least you get some more daylight, some more clear days. I don't care if it ever snows this year at all. Honestly, I'm so busy and so far behind with things. And you know, if I really didn't have have to take advantage of the good snow when it comes. For snowmobiling, boy, I'd probably get some ham radio projects done. Anyway, this is KC2WI, and this is the Black River Valley Service Net. We're looking for additional check-ins. Okay, John, you might be interested in this, being a shortwave listener. Saturday morning at 10 o'clock on 7036 is the New York the NBEMS Digital Net, which I have not checked into for a long, long time. I decided, oh, I'm here, I should turn that on. And checked into it, and of course, there people check in digitally, and then send whatever messages they want to send, and you know, you practice message kind of stuff usually, or bulletins kind of things. And the one was a general message about the VOA radiogram, Voice of America radiogram, and about what they were going to be transmitting. And apparently the VOA is at certain times doing digital transmissions and experimenting with MFSK 32 and 64 and sending pictures. And so the schedule said that they were going to have a information about the solar Voyager, I think it is, the battery-powered solar-powered plane that was making an attempt to go around the world, and the batteries overheated, and they had to winter over in Hawaii and get more money and stuff like that. And then about some prehistoric creature related to the giraffe and whatever that they found, and I can't even remember where it was, and so on. And also they were sending QR codes, pictures of QR codes, which they said you could send as a picture, but if you set the character mode to UTF-8, they could send it as block characters. So anyway, it all sounded pretty interesting, and basically you just, tune your shortwave receiver to the whatever the frequency is, AM, just, you know, and you have your computer with FL Digi, and you get the audio from the radio to the computer and decode it, and it really worked slick. It was a Sunday night at, Saturday night at 9:30. It was Sunday 0230 Zulu, and I think 53 or 57, I came up with the frequency, 5700 kilohertz. So I tuned it in, and they come on, they do a little voice announcement, a little, you know, music or something, and then they said, this is the VOA radiogram, and we're going to send the data follows. And they start sending the text, and they just discuss, QR codes, and you send this and whatever, and now we're going to send one, picture follows, and then they send the picture data. FL Digi knows it's a picture, it pops it up in a little picture, a window, saves the picture as a JPEG, I guess, and sits up there until they send another picture, and then it puts another picture up there, and I can't remember. Yes, they did. We got to send the QR code as MFSK32. Now we're going to send it as MFSK64. And now we're going to send it as characters in block mode, which, of course, it comes out perfect. And then they went through that, and talking about that. And then they talked about, I think, the airplane. They sent a picture of the airplane. Small images, but they worked. So it was really cool because, think of this. You're listening to, the Moose, and, Bulletin, has anybody seen this fugitive switching to MFSK32? Quiet, sends the picture out, and if you got your computer there listening on NFL Digi, you got the picture, or, whatever. Conceivably, all you need to hear is hear the sound, AM, FM, send it over the telephone, whatever. But I thought it was a pretty slick thing. Anybody's interested in digital, give that a try. And I guess this is a good thing for shortwave listeners or people that might be interested in ham radio but don't have a license, because all you got to do is have an AM. WA2U, go ahead.
Yeah, very interesting, Pete. The Voice of America, I started listening to shortwave back probably in the 70s and all the way through the 80s. I used to go to what they call ANR conventions, Association of North American Radio Clubs, and we had them in Montreal. We had them out in Irvine, California, and Florida. One time was fun. We went down to Virginia Beach and got to take in the Tidewater Hamfest, conveniently enough, at the same time that one of the conventions. And there's a lot of shortwave people that are out there that have made the transition to amateur radio. And when you look at some of their stations and what they've got invested, I mean, there's people I know that were shortwave listeners that have 50, 60-foot towers with full log periodic antennas on the top and thousands of dollars of receiving equipment and decoders and things and computer stuff set up. And VOA is an interesting station within itself. I've had the privilege a number of times to sit down and have lunch with Kim Andrewelli of the VOA at different conventions. And, they've got great signals, but they're not designed to broadcast anything to the United States, although we hear them. But you think of it,
you were checking out their testing. They've got a great listening crowd to check out the various different modes and things, and it's kind of neat. I'm glad that they, I'm glad that they're still around. We could talk about shortwave for years because the BBC and Radio Deutsche Welle and a number of them used to target this area. Now, of course, everything's gone by satellite, and so when you actually find a broadcast station that's truly a shortwave broadcast station reflecting what's going on in the area as far as their, you know, what people are doing for a living and different things, it's kind of neat. Now you can turn every 5 KCs. It kind of reminds me of Radio Moscow, where there's a religious broadcaster with a, flamethrower, huge signal. You almost need you can have a wet noodle and pick them up, but it's really tough to find some of the weaker ones. I listened to recently, those might be interested, on 6 megahertz, 6.000, Radio Havana, Cuba, and it's kind of really interesting to get their twist on things that are going on between the United States and Cuba. We hear stuff on the local news, but it's more interesting to me anyway to hear their perspective on it. But usually you can hear them about this time of the evening, almost right up through 1 o'clock in the morning. 6.000, 6.100. In the wee hours of the morning, you can still hear stuff coming out of Radio Australia, 9.580. But very interesting on the VOA. They're always cutting edge, and they've got something going on, and if anyone has an old shortwave receiver, a lot of the stations, Armed Forces Radio, used to transmit an upper sideband, a lot of them. So if you have a receiver that's not really AM, try upper sideband, and you might hear some interesting things. And I used to hear a lot of stations that were not really targeted for this area. But thanks, Pete, for sharing. I didn't realize they were doing that. Kind of fascinating, WATU, back to that.
Well, yeah, and you know, a lot of those people, like you say, with the big equipment for shortwave listening, they probably have to become hams because there's no shortwave to listen to. I mean, you know, there is, but not like there used to be, so if you want to get the max out of all that 60-foot towers and stuff, I guess you got to start transmitting as well. Well, it's pretty interesting. I just, you know, happened to come across this because of the digital net, so now I'm going to go back and check that website later and see what they say for a schedule. Of course, this next weekend, I don't know if I'll do it. I could do it in the evening. Reception was really good. Let's see what they say. No, they haven't. It's like a blog, you know, kind of a thing on that, voaradiogram.net. And they, I guess sometime we'll probably post for the next program, which would be, I guess they just do this on the weekends. The VOA radiogram. I don't know. I think this is an old post. I don't think it's true. It says soon at 19:30 UTC on 15630 kilohertz. But I think that's old. I don't think that means tonight. Well, anyway, could probably do it, you know, some more next weekend, I guess. But it's interesting. I never was a big shortwave listener. I didn't have the patience for it and all that, but, and, you know, particularly listening to the propaganda, it, like you say now, why you just, you want to hear the BBC, just get on the computer and click BBC. You don't have to, you know, worry about shortwave. So, most of it, of course, people that, you know, have, restricted internet, like North Korea or something, can't do that, but they can't even have radios unless they got them hidden because of, you know, they'll get in trouble. But anyway, looking at Facebook here, following the Lincoln Lewis, what is it called? Lincoln Lewis County.
had meth during meeting with parole officer. Lowville, Benjamin L. Platt, 26 Glenfield, was charged December 1st by Lewis County Sheriff's deputies with seventh degree criminal possession of a controlled substance. It's alleged that he possessed methamphetamine at the public safety building when he arrived to meet with a state parole officer. Not the brightest bulb on the planet, I would say. KC2WI. This is KC2WI. This is the Black River Valley Service Net. We're looking for any additional check-ins or comments. Over.
I'll just throw another one out, WA, to you.
What?
Now, you I'm laughing. I listen to the Moose in the morning. Kathy and I get a kick out of just listening to the police blotter stuff that comes over there. The stuff that people try to do and they get caught. Some of it's just, well, it won't happen to me, so they try it. I guess someone tried that at the United County Jail, try to sneak some goodies into one of their buddies that was incarcerated. But anyways, even with today's modern technology and things, there is a lot to listen out there. I think that sometimes I got pushed into the shortwave monitoring or utility monitoring just because there was no, you know, you weren't competing with signal strength on some net and all the nonsense. Although this is stuff that can happen on shortwave, but if the broadcaster, for a while, a lot of people were collecting stuff from the number station. They'd have these number stations, and I know people kept logs and logs. Every night they'd go in and write all these numbers down to see if there was any, put them into a computer to see if there was any similarity to try to, you know, like sort of code. But even with the technology now, there's still aircraft that, you know, I know in Hancock, when I was, you know, lived in Clay, you could listen to the aircraft take off on regular VHF frequencies, like on a scanner, put them in and listen. And then you could hear the international flights different times of the day on 3 makes, 5 makes, 6 makes. Of course, then there was the Coast Guard. I actually heard when the tragedy happened with the Flight 800, I thought it was just a drill. I was on the shortwave listening to about 8 o'clock at night, and I thought, wow, what a weird time to have a drill, but it was, a lot of us were listening to that directly from the Coast Guard on 8 makes. I don't remember the exact frequency, 8.690 or something in nature. But there's still a lot of that stuff that's still in the open, and, you know, it's fascinating. On 4 makes, you can hear the offshore drilling rigs getting their supplies, you know, and these places still rely on two-way traditional analog communications. I'm sure that some move over to send some packets back and forth, but there's a lot of stuff that can be heard out there if you have the patience to tune it in. So you would be surprised what you can hear from the aircraft, their phone downlink frequencies and things of that nature. So very interesting listening out of there, although I'm sure a lot of more stuff now because of the situation in general is becoming a lot more decoded and using spread spectrum and things of that nature. WATU, back to that.
KC2WI. You know, I haven't listened in years, but I've listened to the, you know, long range of air traffic, you know, the aircraft out over the Atlantic and whatever, where, you know, they're obviously not doing it on VHF. It'd have to be HF or satellite. And I don't know. I don't know how much they still do that and how much they've gone, you know, to rely on the satellites, but That was interesting, and there's a lot of stuff around if you want to, you know, if you want to listen to it. I guess the problem is that a lot of, you know, I will say kids don't have the patience for it. You know, it's not action, instant feedback, instant gratification, shoot 'em up game stuff or whatever. So you have to have had a certain mindset to listen to, you know, stuff like that, but
It is pretty interesting, and I don't know, to me it's just, it's still kind of like magic, you know, to think that without, you know, typically, of course, maybe a shortwave broadcaster's got, you know, thousands of watts in that, but the hand stuff or, you know, transmissions from an aircraft or something, they're not putting out thousands of watts, generally speaking. And it's just amazing. You can hear, you know, stuff from thousands of miles away that somebody's maybe got a 20-watt transmitter or even a 100-watt transmitter and some simple antenna. And, I don't know, I should maybe listen around a little. You know, again, if it's really a bad, really bad winter, I may start dialing around a little bit. The 746 Pro is pretty good. It's pretty good as a shortwave receiver. You know, you can, you know, it's digital. You can just go in AM, and then what you can also do is you can just put it in AM mode and slide the filter around, so you're really just getting one of the sidebands anyway without putting it in single sideband mode. So if you're maybe not tuned directly on frequency, you're not going to hear the carrier. But you take half the AM passband. It's sometimes that works pretty good. I guess it's synchronous detection of AM, you know. The G5RB works okay. It receives a lot of frequencies. They got this end-fed wire here. It's about 100, I think 100. It's not quite right on 160 meters. It's 120 something. It's a little short. It's resonant somewhere near the upper end of the band, and of course it's not very high, so it's kind of not really good for long distance. I think it's more of a Nivis type antenna, but yeah, kind of interesting. And you probably have it a lot better down there. You're not near as many other, you know, power lines and the houses that are that close to here up, but there might be more people interested if they knew there was still stuff out there to listen to it. And like you say, a little different mindset than just hearing the news, because you can get the news or the propaganda from every country in the world by just going to their website. All right. Anyway, this is KC2WI, and this is the Black River Valley Service Network looking for additional check-ins or comments. Over. This is KC2WI. We'll make this the last call for check-ins or comments for the Black River Valley Service Net. Over.
Yeah, Pete, I'm going to get out of here. Say good evening to everyone. 25 degrees. 25. We keep going. It's keeping going down, going down. WAQ73.
Yeah, it's constant here. It's still 37 degrees. So, I don't know. Maybe it's in the valley, you know, the moisture, the clouds or whatever are just hanging over here more. All right, well, this is KC2WI, and any further comments? Over. Okay, hearing none, this is KC2WI now closing the Black River Valley service net at 0239 Zulu and returning the frequency to other amateur use. Thanks everyone for checking in. KC2WI out.
To the United Counties. Traffic and emergency net. Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight. With or without traffic, all stations are welcome. So please check in after the tail drops on your repeater, please. The stations come in, please.
Good evening, KC2NVU, no traffic.
KC2NBU, good evening, Ray. Thank you for checking in, much appreciated. Looking for any additional stations, with or without traffic, for our time. Okay, very good. Just you and I tonight, I guess, Ray, everybody must be busy. So, 7-3, have a good evening, good day tomorrow. 3-8-2-7-7.